Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano and the bouncing ping ball forecast, which just keeps going doink, 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 doink. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You'll have showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Some of the rain's going to come down pretty heavy. We're going to get at least a couple of inches of rain.
Wow.
So some places could get a little, even more than that. And the high 65 to 70 today and 55 to 60 tonight. The showers will taper off Friday morning. It'll clear in the afternoon. So it'll be a nice day, 65 to 70. And you'll have a beautiful Saturday, sunny 65 to 70. Sunday, not as beautiful. Clouds, some scattered showers, and a high of 65 to 70 degrees. A much colder MS will be coming in early next week. So now, get ready for that, Marshall.
When you say much colder,
yeah.
What will nighttime temperatures be?
Nighttime temperatures could actually dip into the 20s.
Wow. And daytime temperatures no higher than the 40s?
40s to around 50.
All right. And probably
there's going to be some showers around, and some of the high elevations may even see some snow flurries.
All right, and probably some breezy conditions as well.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that.
So now, yeah, why are we going to get so much rain here? Is this a front coming through?
Well, it is a front coming through, but it's picking up moisture from the Gulf. It's picking up moisture from the Atlantic, plus the moisture that it initially had with it. So there's different sources of moisture with this front, and that's one of the reasons why we'll get so much rain.
All right. We could have used...
Well, you know, you could always use the rain.
Yeah, we could have used it better a month ago.
Yeah, well, that, unfortunately, you know, as well as I do, things don't work that way.
I mean, we are getting a fall. We are getting colors on the trees.
They're right,
just,
colors,
it's not,
yeah.
It's just not as vibrant. It's just not as vibrant. It really isn't.
So. Okay, but at least we have some color, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah, and that's it. I thought I was going to get a chance to watch the next episode of The Patient yesterday, but I never had that chance. It's just, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but you deal with, when you're dealing with contracts that involve the government, it's never easy. You know? And I was kind of wondering why this one particular client has not paid since June. So, of course, accounting sends them an email. And this is all, you know, it's all like third party. So that goes back to accounting. Accounting, it comes back to me. And it says that please forward invoices. So they're going to forward the invoices. And they do that. And then yesterday, Gloria, our accountant, sends me an email saying that they cannot pay it because we have to submit an agreement form. And I'm saying, what does the accountant know about this? You know, why would they even send that? You know, so of course I get in the middle of it and I'm saying, I don't know what you're talking about, but the agreement, the whole thing was signed and sealed and acknowledged, and it's good right through the end of 23. And they send me back an email saying that things have changed computer-wise, and they need such and such. So I spoke to the person that initiated the bid, and she said, it's my fault. I said, well, what's going on? She says, I'm so backed up. You're not the only client that's having this problem. I'm so backed up. I just hadn't had a chance to reach out to them. I promise I will do it tomorrow. So I said, okay, fine. And I was just kind of wondering, Marshall, if you or me or any of our listeners did not pay the government, whatever it may be, for 3 months, what do you think would happen?
They'd attach your bank account.
Mm-hmm. They'd do something like that. So... I mean, how they get away with this stuff is beyond me, but they get away with it.
Well, I feel sorry for her because probably what happened is, first of all, they put in some new rules. Second of all, they probably cut back on staffing.
Right.
Really. That, I mean, this, and so she's left with double the workload.
And of course, she's got to rectify everything that's been changed. Right. So, you know, I said, I understand that a problem. I mean, what more can I say? They're going to take care of it. So that's it.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So that was, that spent, I would say that took up at least about an hour and a half of my day yesterday. So it gets very frustrating. But, you know, thank goodness the weather was so beautiful. I mean, you just look outside, and yesterday you had the sun with the high clouds. It was just really, really nice in the 70s. And I'm thinking to myself, if the weather stayed like this all year, there would be no need to ever take a vacation.
Oh, yes, there would.
Well, when I say take a vacation, I don't mean take a vacation from work. I mean,
yeah,
go anywhere else.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what I mean.
Well, no, we live,
no reason to go anywhere else.
We live in an area that offers us anything.
Everything.
Well, I mean, sure, it's always nice to go to a different location, but basically, you get the mountains, you get the sea, you get rivers. I mean, you name it. You get big cities, you get small towns. I mean, you get concerts, you get sport. I mean, we're very lucky that in the area we live in. It's all, most of it's all within a 45-minute, at most, to maybe a two-hour drive.
Right, which is, you know, some people may think, like myself, they say, oh, boy, 2 hours. But, you know, if you come from the Midwest and you say 2 hours, they laugh.
Yeah.
It's just like nothing. Just like nothing at all. So, yeah, we do. We live in a we live in an area that does afford us all those possibilities.
All right. So now on Saturday,
yes,
we have a lot of outdoor events going on.
Yeah, no problem at all.
All right. And so Saturday's going to be a nice day for, I mean, we got the Cornwall Market. We got 175th anniversary of a local bank. We have also the Wagon Walk, which is put on as a fundraiser for the Little Guild of St. Francis for Animals. That is taking place on Saturday morning. I mean, just a lot of things going on this weekend.
And it really sounds like Saturday especially will not be a problem. Sunday, there may be some showers. You know, I was toying with the fact, could there be early showers, late showers? And then when I looked at the different maps and models, it looked to me like there would be a chance of showers early and late. So rather than put a timing on it right now, I just went for scattered showers. So we shall see tomorrow if we can narrow it down and maybe I'll tell you the best chance of showers on Sunday.
All right. All right. It's all right. That's all right. So I started getting my my holiday decorations out. I've got a couple of fake pumpkins. I think this year I'm going to get some of those corn stalk things and put them out in front of the house. And I might be getting a new Christmas tree this year.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about maybe getting something newer and a little flashier and bigger.
You know, I don't know if it's still in style, but for a while they were selling those very, very thin artificial Christmas trees. And it was something like that for you maybe a good thing because it wouldn't take many decorations and it wouldn't take much space at all.
There's just lights that go on my tree. That's it.
Oh, you don't put any ornaments?
No, I just put lights. Put a tiny,
that's a good thing. You could do that.
Yeah, tiny miniature white lights. And I don't I don't use the LED ones because they're blue. Right. Tiny LED white lights.
It's funny you mention that because when we went to a yard sale a couple of weeks ago, it was actually an estate sale, I saw a huge bag. And in it were all white lights rolled up very neatly. And I took one set out and I went over to the wall and I plugged them in and they were the older miniature white lights, just like you said, but not the LED that have that bluish bright tinge to it. So I have a huge bag of all these white lights and I think that's what I'm using this year on the tree.
Yeah, they just look nice. And you know, I don't mind the LED lights, like if you've got windows and stuff like that with the blue. But on the tree, no. Tree's got to either have multicolored lights, the old-fashioned ones, the bigger ones, and or else just the small little white lights.
Right.
I mean, that's my humble tree lighting opinion.
Okay. We'll take it.
All right. And we'll take the forecast.
And it's wet today and tonight. Some of it heavy. It'll all end tomorrow morning. It clears out. A nice sunny Saturday. Some showers on Sunday.
You're all wet, Pat.
Thank you very much.
Hey, have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Bye. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.